It's time for the press review now on Daybreak. Deepthika Laurent joins me in the studio for a look through the international press. Now, Deepthika, you are starting here in France with Prime Minister Michel Barnier putting forward a cabinet proposal to Emmanuel Macron.
Yeah, that's right, Yinka. He's hoping to end weeks of political deadlock and tensions with Emmanuel Macron, presenting a new government cabinet, as you see on the front of Le Monde newspaper today. Presenting this new government cabinet made up of many new faces, as I said, Le Monde really focusing on those tensions between Emmanuel Macron and Michel Barnier. On Politico, the website, they explain actually that the agreement must still be approved by the French president, but this government cabinet proposal is very much to the right. Three from Barnier's conservative Les Républicains party and seven minister proposals from Emmanuel Macron's party. But the tensions that I mentioned are really over concerns that this government is not one of national unity as was desired by Macron. In other words, it doesn't really include ministers from the left. This is tricky for Emmanuel Macron, who is well aware that he was really able to win those, that his success was really possible thanks to that left-wing coalition in those snap elections back in July. Now, in its coverage, Le Parisien, the newspaper, really looks at this new cabinet. The editors say the big question for French voters now will be, how does Barnier and his government plan to address crucial issues like French debt, public services, the agricultural sector? There are a whole host of issues that have really been on standby because of this political impasse. Meanwhile, Le Figaro, the conservative paper, in its coverage today on its front page, it says that this government here is the fruits of a very painful labor. France has a weakened president. It has soaring debt, a fractured parliament. It's socially polarized. This should be enough work for one man already. But Barnier must also face some metaphorical booby traps set along his path by people who are supposedly his supporters, the paper says, really denouncing what it sees as French politics being characterized by cronyism and low blows.
And The Guardian today is talking about the murder of a transgender woman in Georgia.
Yeah, that's right. You can read about it in the British Daily today. The Georgian transgender model was murdered in her apartment in the Georgian capital, Kasaria. Abramidze was a 37-year-old transgender model and probably one of the most high-profile faces, transgender faces in the country. She was found stabbed to death in her apartment, and it came just hours after the government passed sweeping legislation that will seek to restrict LGBTQ rights in the country. That's what The Guardian explains today. Abramidze was one of the first openly trans personalities. The Georgian president, Salome Zurabishvili, is expected to veto this law, but it will likely pass because the ruling party and its allies are quite dominant in parliament. Now, under this bill, same-sex marriages and gender-affirming treatment would be banned. It's expected also to be a major point of contention with the European Union as Georgia seeks entry into the bloc.
Really tragic story. Let's move on. The Paris mayor is featured in a new Forbes list on public figures leading the battle against climate change.
That's right. Forbes has published this list of what it calls superstar and entrepreneurs, policymakers, funders, activists, and the like, who are not just leading the charge when it comes to fighting climate change, but also having tangible results. And Anne Hidalgo, the French mayor, is one of those who features there. As you see here, she is really being credited with building hundreds of kilometers of bike paths in Paris, planting more than 200,000 trees, helping reduce air pollution and vehicle traffic in the French capital by up to about 40%. She's recognized also for her efforts to have helped put on the Paris Olympic Games and its environmentally sustainable label. Among other mayors we saw there, Michelle Wu, who is the mayor of the city of Boston, who's also being recognized for her efforts to reduce the city's carbon footprint. You also have there Yvonne Aki-Sawyer, the mayor of Freetown in Sierra Leone, and also Joy Belmonte, who is the mayor of Quezon City in the Philippines. The list also featured numerous CEOs and Mia Mottley, the Prime Minister of Barbados, another country that is also really on the front lines of climate change.
And finally from you, Dipti, then, the Japanese superstar of America's Major League Baseball, Shohei Ohtani, has now set a new record in the league.
Yeah, that's right. He became one of the highest profile athletes in profile athletes in the world when he signed a deal with the LA Dodgers last year, a 10-year deal worth $700 million. He did have a rocky start earlier this year when his interpreter and close friend was found to have stolen millions from him and was embroiled in a betting scandal. Nonetheless, the 30-year-old Japanese wonder kid is proving his worth, as you see here on ESPN. As they report, he set a record in Major League Baseball this week. The 50-50 club, that is 50 home runs and 50 base steals in one season. He's actually the first player to have done that for Major League Baseball. Let's leave you with some other images, though. This is from the New York Times today, which tells us that earlier this week, after Fashion Week wrapped up in the city of New York, another kind of Fashion Week began. It's called the American First Patriotic Designer Showcase, a conservative themed fashion show held on Long Island. Some pieces, as you see there, were squarely conservative. You had brands that, for instance, that feature Bible passages on their clothing. A lot of it was also just Donald Trump merchandise, as you see this evening gown dress here with Trump emblazoned on it, and this one here with Trump's face on the trail. Yinka, I'm not sure if you'd fancy yourself in either one of these dresses.
It's dazzling, actually.
Very dazzling.
You have to appreciate the work that's gone into that, Dipti, with the press review there. Thank you so much.